For more than 50 years, former ABC TV presenter and journalist Kerry O'Brien has sat face to face and gone head to head with those in positions of power and influence, pushing them on the questions they didn't want to answer. From Nelson Mandela to Margaret Thatcher, John Howard to Kevin Rudd, Kerry O'Brien would rise to become one of Australia's most recognisable journalists, flirting briefly with politics himself, or the life within it anyway, before hosting the ABC's 7:30 report for 15 years. Having written a book looking back on the life of former Prime Minister Paul Keating, Kerry O'Brien has now turned his attention to his own life in a new autobiography. It's titled Kerry O'Brien, A Memoir. Kerry O'Brien is a winner of 6 Walkley Awards, including 1 Gold Walkley, and he joins us from Melbourne. Kerry, welcome back to Breakfast.
Fran, thank you.
And congratulations on the book. It's a mighty tome for a mighty life. You go.
No, well, I'm just going to say I'll relax when the dust has settled and it's moving on its path.
Kerry, almost 40 years with the ABC, more than half of it hosting our flagship current affairs programs, Late Line, 7:30 Report, Four Corners. What's it like growing up and growing old in front of the camera with the nation watching?
I've never actually thought about it like that, Fran. I'd rather you said growing older.
Growing older, sorry, I beg your pardon.
Look, it's been a fantastic ride, I'll say that. And I was one of the lucky ones in the sense that we, along with some of my colleagues on those early programs like This Day Tonight, we rode a wave, not by our own cleverness, but simply because of the accident of timing. We arrived at a point when current affairs television was really just opening up. Four Corners had been going for a few years. TDT, I think when I joined, had been going for 3 years, 4 years. And we were almost making up the rules as we went along because there was no template for daily current affairs. It was an exciting time. It was a time of real camaraderie. I worked with some wonderful journalists who were also wonderful people. We helped each other. We competed with each other. We loved the game. And really, that was the start of a wonderful ride for me.
You joined the ABC back in 1972, the same year the Watergate scandal broke in Washington. Shane Gould thrilled us with her exploits in the pool in Munich, and the Aboriginal Tent Embassy opened up on the lawns of the front of Parliament House. Gough Whitlam was elected Prime Minister. Themes, in a sense, and moments that had major impacts on your career in journalism right up through to the end, in a sense, those themes, didn't they?
Well, one of the things that motivated me to write the book, I suppose, was the realisation of just how much history I had seen close up and reported on in one way or another. And again, that was an accident. I think you can be a journalist and operate in one particular field for most of your life and maybe know everything there is to know about that field. I was very much a generalist for a long time. And even after I started to specialise in politics, I was still through those programs like 7:30 Report and Late Line, I was kind of roaming the world. And my life has very neatly encapsulated the whole of the post-war period because mm-hmm. I was born in those 5 or 6 days between when the Japanese threw in the towel and when they formally surrendered. And I think we forget our history too easily. And so I hope that one of the practical aspects of this book is that it's a way for people to dip in and out of their history at an intimate level, but also I think just retracing those times and looking with some hindsight and hopefully a little bit of wisdom at the implications of those milestones.
It is a great reminder of the milestones. I think there is wisdom in there. Thank you. And it's just a reminder of our political and social history. But within it too, it's a reminder of elements of your life. You left journalism for a while after a stint on, I think, TDT and Four Corners. You went and worked for Gough Whitlam in opposition in 1977, a detour that has sort of come back to haunt you, if you like, especially with Liberal governments ever since. But in the book, you say you took the job because you'd become restless at Four Corners. You said you started to, quote, feel like a voyeur, sitting on the sideline, watching other people play the game of life rather than being a participant. Is that what you think journalism is, voyeurism?
No, I don't, Fran. That was simply how I was feeling at the time. And it was also at a time when the ABC, surprise, surprise, was under siege from the Fraser government. They had cut the budget significantly. the hostility was nowhere near as evident as it has been with other governments, but nonetheless it was there. I'm naturally restless, and I suppose I wanted to see what it was. I wanted to take a peek inside the political process. I might not have even thought of it, except that I was approached to take the job.
Yeah.
Gough Whitlam was in his final moments. It was in the final moments of his career. I knew that it was going to be a short and fascinating ride, but nonetheless, it was an opportunity to see the process from the inside, but also to get some insights to one of the fascinating and most impactful political leaders in the country's history.
You pretty quickly went back to journalism. You saw a long line of prime ministers close up and personal. In the book, you dispense your views on most of them and the decisions they took. But one of the harshest judgments, I think, is for John Howard, a PM you interviewed many times and with respect on both sides. You write in the book, this was a man who had wanted to create an Australia that was relaxed and comfortable with itself, but what he left behind was a country top-heavy with anxiety and mistrust. How did you see that anxiety and mistrust manifested?
Well, I thought that as I was writing the book, and I honestly didn't really know how it was going to pan out as I started the process, but as I went back through the many, many scores of interviews that I did with John Howard as he was Prime Minister, because his Prime Ministership neatly encapsulated virtually the first 12 years of the National 730 report. That program began 3 months before he was elected. And I guess I was still sitting in the chair as he walked out the door 11 and a half years later. But one pattern, I think, more than any other that emerged for me as I went through those transcripts and read the history around them again, refreshed myself on it, and really took a cold, hard look, there was a pattern of real divisiveness that came through on a number of issues. There was the waterfront. There was the whole issue of Aboriginal affairs around the Wick native title judgment, the stolen generation, the whole argument that he prosecuted, amongst others, about the so-called black armband view of history and the culture wars. And then there were issues like Iraq, Tampa, kids overboard, and you put that sort of that strand through his history, and it gives you, I think, an important view as a part of the context of the Howard years.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 7. Our guest is Kerry O'Brien. He's author of a memoir. It's called Kerry O'Brien. You mentioned political pressure, and you write about it in the book. You recall running into former Liberal MP Bronwyn Bishop outside a Canberra bar one night, and she took you aside and said she admired you for surviving at the ABC because, quote, when we came into government, you were the number one target in our sights. Nobody was more hated than you. Is that a feeling and a pressure you were conscious of throughout your career, and how does that fit into sort of the political pressure you're seeing exerted on the ABC today?
Well, I was surprised when Bronwyn told me I was a number one target. I wasn't surprised at the broad brush of what she was saying, that there was a hostility towards me. I thought at the time and have thought since that if I really was the number one target, what a waste of energy inside that government. In the years that Jonathan Shire was appointed, these are the years that some of the years that Donald McDonald was chairman of the ABC. In those years when Jonathan Shire was the managing director, there was absolutely no doubt that there was an agenda to see me gone. How much of that was Jonathan Shire's personal agenda, and how much related to other pressures, we may never know. But my reaction to that was that I should simply go and do my job the best I could and allow my work to speak for itself. Walk a straight line was how I saw it. And I was urging the staff around me at the 730 report to take the same approach, because it wasn't just me that was under pressure.
Sure.
The whole ABC was. And all my colleagues at 730 felt it.
And I think people are feeling it again. And this week's Four Corners, a program used to host, probed the fallout of the sacking of the managing director, Michelle Guthrie, and the chairman, Justin Milne, and the question of political independence. What's your impression? How resilient and independent do you think the ABC is today? And what does the ABC need to do, in your view, in the wake of this incident?
Well, nobody can doubt the resilience of the ABC because it has been tried and tested. The blowtorch has been applied many times and in a pretty focused way. Two things. One, the staff and the institution have come through the challenges each time. But those things come at a cost. People's careers get hit the leg. I mean, I've seen good people walk out the door who should never have had to leave. And over time, there is a wearing process. And maybe sometimes on air you don't see the evidence of that or hear the evidence of that, but it is there. And from everything I hear from the outside, morale inside the ABC now is not good. I think there is a sense of confusion, certainly of anxiety. The place is under siege. It doesn't just feel under siege, it is under siege. Look at the number of inquiries that are being conducted. Mm. Just ask yourself, how many of those are valid inquiries? What's the agenda behind them? Look at the number of times the budget has been cut.
Sure.
And look at the hostility of the comments, the constant complaints, and then the evidence that emerged around the sacking of Guthrie and the resignation of Milne, and question marks about the board, the rest of the board. I mean, that program on Monday night was hardly reassuring.
Sure.
About the state of the ABC at the top.
Kerry O'Brien, thank you very much for joining us. It's great to have you back on the airwaves.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Kerry O'Brien, former host of 7:30 Report and Four Corners and author of Kerry O'Brien, a memoir. It's published by Allen & Unwin. It's out today and it is, I tell you, it's a terrific trip down through the social and media and political history of our times.